Om Shanti. So the topic is being master knowledgeful. Dancing with happiness and not being afraid of anything. That was the blessing this morning, Smurli. So we are all Jnani souls. We took 7 days course. So in 7 days, we understood quite a bit. Though, as Baba was saying in his last Murli, most were attracted by love, isn't it? How many of you were attracted by love? Love from Baba or family? Okay, and how many were attracted by knowledge? Few. So, most were attracted by love, and love made them study. Love made them transform. Because of Baba's love, we transformed ourselves. And it was easy. Now, first step is understanding knowledge. And some of us may have some questions now and again. But with that knowledge and experience, because once we had experience, then our faith deepened. Because one is knowing, then to develop that faith that whatever Baba is telling me is truth, and this is the truth and whole truth and nothing but truth, no? Because to understand and accept each and every point of jnana. Takes time, but once we had some experience in meditation, then our faith developed. And as we experience more, our faith deepened, became deep. So second step is, Baba says, okay, when you have understood jnana, now you start churning the jnana, Viswadarshan Chakradhari. And what is it to be Viswadarshan Chakradhari? Because this is a term we use quite often. So Viswadarshan Chakradhari means to spin the cycle of the self-realization and how many births we have taken. So starting from soul world, we come to the golden age, silver age, copper age, iron age. So going through the detail of every birth, what we were, what was the society like, what were people like, what was nature. So all this journeying through the cycle, and ultimately coming to confluence age and time to return home. So churning what, how we went through all the cycle and what we are going to be. So that is Viswadarshan Chakradhari, churning jnana. The third step is becoming embodiment of knowledge. Because on the first day we know, I am a soul. But to be soul conscious may take time. And even now, after so many years, we may not be all the time soul conscious, isn't it? So, maintaining that soul consciousness and getting rid of body consciousness. But as we become soul conscious, naturally we will be able to give up body consciousness. We don't need to try to give up body consciousness. But we need to be knowledgeful also of that. What is soul consciousness? What is body consciousness? And the signs of body consciousness, no? Looking at body, thinking about body, looking at bodily being, looking at the fashion, looking at the external things. Whether furnishing, whether it's houses, cars, whatever, material things. If we are attracted by that, that is, we are body conscious. So, appreciating beauty of everything and yet not being attracted by anything, that is knowledgeful, because we know what's good, what is bad. So knowledgeful, we know good and bad, but not having bad feeling for the bad. That's what we had to be. This is knowledgeful stage. Not having bad feeling for whoever is nasty to us. Not having fear of any type. Because fear is also body consciousness. The root is everything of, no, all, root of all vices is body consciousness. Now when we are attached to body, we have fear of death. And that is the most common, fear of death. Then fear of rejection. Because we keep our past impression, no? In the past, somebody didn't like me or I gave opinion and they said, no, no, your opinion is no good. So we were rejected. And then there is a fear in the future also, no? Fear is, if I give my opinion and if they don't accept it, so naturally we are afraid to give our opinion. So we should not have fear of rejection. We should not have fear of failure. Sometimes we are afraid of failure, that if I fail. So there should not be fear, because life is a game. And in a game, there's sometimes victory, sometimes failure. A sportsman, when they go for the sports, they have aim to win gold medal or silver medal or at least copper medal. But not everybody will get the medal. Three people will get the medal, the rest of them will be not getting anything. So they are almost failed, isn't it? And that's what life is, a game. And so we should not have any fear of failure, and especially being Baba's child. If we are holding Baba's hand or maintaining Baba's company, then what will happen? Baba will help us. Almighty Father, being with us, we don't need to have any fear. So using knowledge in each situation, as suppose somebody criticizes, because people are afraid of criticism. Why they are afraid? Not self-respect. If I have self-respect, then whatever people tell, it's people's opinion and they have got freedom to have their own opinion, isn't it? And I need to maintain my self-respect. So Baba has chosen me. Is this awareness is there? How many of you have this awareness that I'm a Baba's special child? How many really feel that? Raise your hand. So if that awareness is there, I'm Baba's special child, selected child, chosen child, then naturally I will have self-respect. And then I won't be afraid of failure or criticism. People will, no, because everybody has got their own sanskars and they will tell whatever they want to they feel. But I should not feel disappointed or hopeless or depressed because they are criticizing me. Now if my stage comes down, whatever reason, if I lose my happiness, it means I'm not stabilized in jnani stage. Situation will come, no doubt. All problems will come. But I should not have any fear of even attack. You know, sometimes some people are afraid of darkness or unknown. If they had to go to the new place, they have got a bit stress or worry or fear. And that's what I had to see, that I should not be afraid of darkness. No, because what title Baba has given me? Lighthouse. I am a lighthouse. I am a lamp. So if that awareness is there, that I am light, lighthouse, why should I be afraid of darkness? Physical darkness will be there. I have to be cautious and careful, but not afraid of it. Because fear will bring that attack. If I'm afraid, I'll be attacked. So I had to see that I don't have any fear having Baba Almighty as my companion. I should not be afraid of anyone. Fear of being looted, cheated, and anybody can loot our physical treasures, isn't it? But if the physical treasures are looted or cheated or whatever, stolen, what knowledge says is, must be my karmic account, isn't it? It must be my karmic account. So am I stable in that situation or do I have shock? And thinking about, no, having waste thoughts. If I'm having waste thought after something went wrong, it means I was not stable on drama, isn't it? If I was stable on drama, I wouldn't have waste thought, negative thoughts about it. So be stable on drama. And if something has gone wrong, whatever in the past, we have to be able to give full stop to the past and not waste the present time. So using jnana in each point, at each step, starting with consciousness, soul consciousness, my thoughts, the thoughts of a knowledgeful soul will be related to knowledge. So they will be churning jnana all the time. Thinking about Murli point, churning Murli point. So their thoughts will be related to jnana. Their words, conversation, jnani's soul, their conversation will be about jnana. They will be talking jnana to others. So their words will be like jnani, conversation, because a jnanis, they will talk of anything and everything, isn't it? When they are talking, a jnani, what they will talk? Food, fashion, entertainment, all these things, no? Because their pastime, they spend their time in either eating, fashion, movies, all these things. So when a jnanis meet, that sort of a conversation is there. But when the jnani meet, that conversation will be related to jnana. So they will talk about, when they meet together, they will revise Murli with each other, share their experiences, share their journey. And not talking on mundane material level all the time. So their words will be, Baba always says, we should speak sweetly, softly, and essential. So jnani soul will be, their words also will be like that. Whatever Baba says is implemented in their practical life. Their actions. Jnani people, their actions will be elevated. Baba says you should not have even ordinary thoughts or actions. Your Sangam Yogi, most elevated Brahmans. So our everything should be very elevated. Actions also, being careful that we are not creating more karmic account. This is the time of settling our karmic account. So we should settle our old karmic account with happiness. If the health problem is there, then knowing that this is my karmic account, we treat ourselves. But at the same time, there is no sorrow. Baba was praising Dadi Nirmal Shanta. That she is in hospital, but treating doctors, or helping doctors with jnana. So that's where we have to see that whichever situation is there, we are happy sharing jnana. Otherwise, the worldly people, when they are sick, what they will do is, what sort of a conversation they will have? They'll say, oh, I have pain here, I have pain there, oh, doctor told me to do this, I can't eat this, I can't do this. So they will be talk about doctor, medicine, food, pain, about their body. They won't talk about anything else. So that's where I had to see that neither my thoughts are related to that. That situations don't influence my mind and stage. But every situation I am looking with jnani attitude. Okay, we know sick, being sick is karmic account. But karmic accounts I have to settle in a karma yogi stage. Or yogi stage. Baba says consider hospital as a holy place. And wherever we are, now there is some service. If we are in hospital, we can serve doctors, another patients, nurses, staff, everybody. So take benefit of each situation. Because we are holding Baba's hand, it doesn't mean that we won't have any problem. Now sometimes people say, oh, I've come to Baba and still I'm suffering, I've got financial difficulty, I got problem with my relationship. Before jnana, everything was okay. Everybody used to love me, everybody was friendly with me, and now everybody is criticizing me. So, situations will not be all the time in our favor. Everything will not be what we want it to be. And so, not to get influenced by or affected by whatever is happening. Try to see that you are all the time observer of drama. Whoever is there is actor, playing their part. That's what knowledge says, no? That we are all actors. Variety actors, variety part. So by seeing their variety role, I should not have questions. If after being in jnani, being jnani, how can I have all the time questions and confusion? Can I have? Those who have questions or confusion, how can we call them jnani? And confused soul will not be happy, isn't it? We can see from their face, that they are a bit confused. So they will lose their happiness or cheerfulness. There will be wrinkles on their face. And that's what Baba says, no? Jnani soul means no surprise, no shock, no confusion. Nothing new. No, whatever happens, nothing new. So no surprise. So no surprise, no shock. Any situation, we just remain observer of the drama. and know that this is part of drama happening. So we will maintain that stability, unshakable stage. So the drishti of jnani will be brotherly vision, pure vision. Looking at everyone as they are soul brothers. So love for each and every individual. No special love for anyone apart from Baba. The best friend, Baba. So everybody is having friendly relationship with everyone, but one friend, Baba. So no enemy but Maya. So even if somebody is defaming, criticizing, whatever they are doing, my reaction should be, I should feel, okay, they are playing their part. Listen, if there is any defamation, criticism, listen through this ear and process inside. If it is true, I have to change. But if it is not true, take out through other. I have to see that it doesn't hurt me. It doesn't pinch my heart. It should not affect me. Defamation, criticism. The manners of jnani. Manners also, we need to have divine manners. In the world, sometimes we used to speak very loudly, roughly, react immediately, get angry sometime. Whereas, as Baba says, our manners also should be divine. The way we talk, walk. You know how deities walk? You have seen, no? Many times in Madhuban, in old days, they used to show, demonstrate how they walk, deities, with royal, not rushing, running, not making too much noise. Deities don't make noise. Even when they are walking, there is that royal. So the way they eat, royal. So eat slowly. No, even in a Laukic world, they have manners, no? How they eat at dining table, how they place all the dish and fork and plate and everything. They have manners. Whether they should not sit with these and should not make noise when they are eating or drinking something. So that's how, manners, good manners, royal. You can see that royalty in their every activity. Because royal people, even nowadays in Kali Yuga, what they do is, they have to be very careful what they talk. Even politicians, they have to prepare the talk and go word by word to that talk. Queen also, she can't decide, okay, I want to go to movie and go to the theater, she can't go. She has to plan long before, and see that everything is arranged for her. The balcony is there, free, then security guards are there. No, any of this VIP nowadays in Kali Yuga, they have to plan everything properly and see that everything is accurate. In the same manner, our each and every activity should be accurate. So as we imbibe each point of knowledge in our thoughts, words and actions and relationship, because relationship also what happens is either we are attached to some people or we dislike some people, or sometimes we go to the extreme and other end, we hate some people, isn't it? And when we are attached, we suffer. So we can't be happy. So Gyan says we should not be attached to body, bodily relations and all world. At the same time, Baba says always have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. Each and every Gyan point or Baba's direction we need to be following. Good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. And that's what I have to see, whether I have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. So I make sure that I have good wishes and pure feelings for each and every soul, whoever they are, whatever they are. And as much as I have that, I will be able to be happy. As soon as I have negative thought, negative feeling, negative attitude, what will happen? I lose my happiness. And so negativity is not my original sanskar or eternal sanskar. Now recently Baba was saying, see that you are always in your original and eternal form. And that's what I had to see, whether I am all the time in that form. Original and eternal form. Reminding myself of my original form of being a deity. That's not only my original form, my aim object also, to become a deity. And my eternal form, soul. Pure, peaceful, happy. That's my eternal form. And so as I stabilize in that form, what will happen? I'll be all the time happy. And my manners, my thoughts, everything will be different. And so what we need to maintain that awareness. Knowing is one thing. Maintaining that awareness is different thing. Now knowing I am soul is so easy. But maintaining that awareness or soul consciousness all the time, that's what is little bit difficult. And that's what I need to maintain. So, knowledgeful stage will help me to be loveful and powerful. Because knowledge is also power. It gives me strength. So Baba was saying, no, you have to have all sorts of powers. So first is power of knowledge. That will help me to remain stable and unshakable. So as I maintain that stage, I'll be ever happy. And somebody asked me a question yesterday, how we maintain our intoxication after going home, our stage. Because we will be going soon, at least I'm going tomorrow, and I know many Australian and Japanese and many people are going tomorrow. So what we need to do is whatever refreshment we have received here, see that you have noted down. How many, most of you write down your notes? How many of you write down diaries, notes? Only a few? Yeah, quite a few. So whatever notes you have written, don't keep it in notes only. Try to revise it. And also most of you get the copies of Avyaktamali. So just see that whatever, because we can get inspiration from many things. Especially daily morally. If we pay attention on a jnani point, blessing, yoga point, dharana point, then naturally that will give you food to churn jnana throughout the day. And what you will receive is, USA has taken responsibility that after every Avyaktamali, within couple of days, you will receive 14-15 points for each day. So that next 15 days you are revising the same Avyaktamali in 15 points, in different points form. So whatever homework we want to do, in the morning we give ourselves that homework. At night we check ourselves how far I have paid attention to jnana, yoga, dharana, service, how much I have maintained my happiness, intoxication. Check at night. And by being at home, don't think that you are at home and become alaukik. No? Maintain that alaukik awareness wherever you are. Now to maintain Madhuban intoxication, Baba says, wherever you are, feel as if you are in Madhuban. So just as you follow Madhuban timetable, no, Amrit Vela, sometimes at home you'll say, okay, let me meditate in my bed. How many of you meditate in your bed now in Madhuban? In Madhuban. Hardly anybody. But at home, we become a bit slack. No, we say, oh, today I'm tired. Last night I went to sleep late. I had a hard day yesterday. Or I'm going to have a hard day today. Let me relax and rest more. So don't be slack. Just as in Madhuban, you maintain Madhuban timetable, follow Madhuban routine, and you are aware every corner is Brahman, no? Even in your room, maybe 2-3 Brahmans. So you are very aware that I should not do something that they have wish, thought or feel, oh, I'm not good enough. No, you are more aware, isn't it, in Madhuban, that everybody is watching me. I have to be very careful what I am doing. In the same way, now in bhakti we used to think God is watching me all the time. And so the bhagats were very careful. Now with jnana sometimes we become slack. Say, oh, Baba is in Paramdham. Why does he bother with us? 6 billion people, he doesn't have time to bother to see what I'm doing. But don't fool yourself in that way, no? Try to remind yourself, Baba is watching me all the time. Baba has computer. Baba says, I have computer. I can see your thoughts, words, action. Because even in the world, sometimes some people can read some people's thoughts, words, action, etc. Whereas Baba is almighty. He has got all record of each and every source, every moment. And so I need to be careful wherever I am. And if I have this awareness, I'm Madhubanvasi, because I know whenever Dadi says, who considers is themselves as to Madhubanvasi, then everybody raises hand, isn't it? So Madhubanvasi is not only when you are here, but you are Madhubanvasi all the time. Remind yourself, I am Madhubanvasi, I am Farista, angel. So if you have this awareness, I am Brahman to be angel, to be deity, know that aim should be all the time in front of you, then you will see that your transformation is fast. So just as Madhuman, you have got pure food, pure company, study and nothing else. That student consciousness, churning jnana all the time. Whenever you have free time, churn jnana. And even if your intellect is wandering here and there, bring it back. And check your chart every night. Now one of the sisters, what she used to do is, on the mirror she had written all these virtues and vices, no? So check now and again how much percentage of weakness I have, how much virtue I have, how is it increasing or decreasing, or, you know, making chart or looking at our chart, if not daily, at least once in a week or once in a month, we should check our chart. Means write down. Otherwise, checking we need to do every moment. Because that's a Brahman's life's... to check ourselves all the time and change. And keep certain slogan for you, for yourself, for your attention, so that you don't carry on your old habits and old sanskars. So keeping aim and paying attention, you'll find there is no tension. No worry, tension and fear, that's what. No negativity in our life. That's the knowledgeful stage, no? Worry also should not be there. Because some people worry a lot. But if I have this awareness that Baba is my protector, liberator, father, why should I be worrying? I should not worry. So that way, as much as I pay attention to myself, I will be progressing, and that's what I have to see. This is a time of rising stage. I should be rising all the time. not only in Madhuban. Madhuban, everything is easy because we don't have any Laukik environment, Laukik people around us. And we don't have to deal with anybody personally, isn't it? Just listen to class, have meditation and pay attention. But in the world, being in the world, maintaining this alaukik awareness of being Madhubanvasi will help you a lot to have a powerful stage. So Baba emphasized maintaining constantly and forever, whatever. Not sometimes, not something, but all the time. And that you should underline, that my state should be all the time elevated, and my thoughts, words, action, everything elevated. Okay, so let's have now half an hour meditation.